Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know what's more fun than work? Ditching work and going to see a free movie, which you could do today. You can come and hang out with the Junks for a free private screening of Roadhouse that's starring Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor. That's today at Icon Tyson's at noon. Free popcorn and soda and free admission, but it's first come, first serve. So get there early, get lined up, get in for a free movie today at noon with the Junks.
You guys aren't MMA fans, really, or UFC fans. Conor McGregor has been talking about a return for months and months. And I've noticed that when Dana White, who runs the UFC, gets asked about it, he's just fed up. And his answer is, he's rich. Meaning, Conor doesn't have to fight.
Nope.
And he'll only fight, really, for more money than Dana White wants to give him. So he's reluctant to set things up, and he's not reliable. He's probably on steroids, probably on drugs. Who in the hell knows? But if and when he gets back in the ring, people will be interested, but it's just been forever.
I don't know the storyline of Roadhouse 2. Are they calling it Roadhouse 2 or just Roadhouse?
Just call it Roadhouse, yeah.
But I'm guessing that Gyllenhaal's character is like the grandson of Patrick Swayze, or
I don't know what that tie-in is, if there even is one. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just, because he's got the same name.
Yeah.
He's got the same last name.
Okay.
But I don't know what the connection is. I'm guessing there's a family connection that they'll make up.
I don't know. But I guess we'll
find out.
There'll
be a ton of bar fights.
We'll find out today.
Matt Mars and Matt Cahill. I could be coming in a little hot. So just FYI. Yeah. I probably won't. As long as I can get out of here by 10 and there's no traffic, because I got to go back to the house and take my dog out.
Okay.
Because my wife is in Florida.
Ah, okay.
So I've got nobody at the house from now until I get home.
Right.
And she won't be able to go until 3 o'clock. So I should be fine as long as I can get back to my house by 10:50-ish. Walk her for 10, 20 minutes, and then I can get back to Tyson's.
Have a neighbor go.
No, they all work. They'll all be gone. So I got to... I should be fine as long as there's no traffic.
You have a doggy door? Your dog's too big for a doggy door.
The problem is
I don't have a doggy door.
Doesn't have a fence.
Yeah, I know.
There's no doggy door in the Bishop house.
Right.
But I should be able to get back there, back to Tyson's by 11:40-ish, 11:45 at the latest.
That's plenty of time.
Yeah, it's plenty of time.
You're not going to do a speech.
No. I'm going to go in there.
Grab your popcorn and Coke and sit
down. I'm going there, sit in a dark seat, and then...
Right.
Watch hopefully a preview and or two, and then watch the movie.
I'm gonna put so much salt on my popcorn.
Oh, so much!
It's gonna be so good.
I hope they really butter it. I love.
Yeah, super buttered, extra salt.
God, I love butter.
Jason, you're probably right. There's a connection. I'm trying to look it up. interestingly, when we were talking about it last week, you were trying to remember Dalton's first name.
Yeah.
Or his last name.
Right. Because Dalton.
And if you look at it, he was just listed as Dalton.
Yeah.
But then I saw online in one of the scenes, apparently he shows an ID or something like that, and you see his first name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Mike Mars said there
clearly is a connection, a family connection, because Gyllenhaal's name is Dalton.
Yes.
Can you tell me the original plot?
Yes, I'll give you the original
plot.
I'm
excited to see this.
I'll try to give it to you in a nutshell as best I can.
Was it that super, super popular, or was it more of like a cult classic?
I don't know what
I think
did.
More
I
of a cult probably, classic. Yeah, yeah.
Probably
like more of a TV guilty
like
pleasure.
It's not like you didn't see Star Wars or
right.
something.
Right.
I mean.
So here's the original Roadhouse
plot. All right.
Patrick Swayze is a bouncer. His name is Dalton.
Right.
He's kind of a drifter. He goes from town to town. Bars
Most bouncers
because he's got a reputation as being like top of the tier. Top tier bouncer. Like,
oh, he's an
badass.
Elite bouncer.
Yes. He's badass.
He cleans up bars that are going south.
Great fighter, helps manage the crowd. Yeah, and cleans up bars that are like underperforming.
What's the guy's name? John Crawford.
He's like bar rescue before bar rescue. Right. Like badass.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he comes to this backwater town. I think it's in Missouri, but don't quote me.
It was
on
in
that.
Missouri.
98% sure it was in Missouri. Mm-hmm. Where there's a local like tough guy. Business guy who's like he's like a mini version of the mob.
Yeah, he runs
like
the town.
He's basically a mobster in this small town that takes a piece of all the businesses and intimidates all the local businesses, including the bar owner who hires Patrick Swayze.
All right.
So then basically he gets
and he's got one guy who is his personal, you know, I don't know if he's bodyguard,
right.
but his personal assistant who's also he's like the equivalent of Swayze's character.
Right. So he basically has to take down this guy who's bullying the entire town, and eventually he does at the end. He gets into a fight toward the end of the movie with the guy that Jason was describing, the other tough guy in the movie, and I believe he proceeds
to
rip like his trachea and his throat out in the scene. Good scene.
Does it sound like Conor McGregor will be his rival then? That's the tough guy.
I would imagine that
he's going to be that rival.
That McGregor is going to be Jake Gyllenhaal's foil, if you will.
Cakes, okay. What was the name of the club in Jasper, Missouri?
Hold on.
Oh, it was
Dalton worked at.
I should know that.
The name of the club.
It was like a number in it.
The Dirty
correct.
Something or...
You're correct.
Dirty Deuce?
Double Deuce.
Double Deuce.
Okay.
You guys, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. It's pretty pretty solid.
I wonder if the Double Deuce is still going to exist in this one.
No, I think this one is set in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yes, the Florida Keys.
Yes.
Now, Drab, this is just like a promo thing they're doing, right? Where they're premiering this in theaters, but it's going to be on Amazon Prime.
Correct.
No, right. it's a private screening for us.
And right, right.
It's going to be on Amazon Prime starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
But it's just a good chance for everybody to get together and watch this. I mean, I've seen the first one before, but it's pretty bad. I mean, I'm like watching Patrick Swayze like do this roundhouse kick, and it's embarrassingly bad.
I know, but in 1989, it was badass.
Doing a remake now?
So
then?
You're comparing it to everything you're seeing now. It's hard to do, but in '89 it was good.
When he kicks, I guess his name is Jimmy into the river.
Yes,
it's the worst kick I've ever seen.
It's not the Matrix.
Well, that's why you know this will be better because McGregor's in it, and you have professional fighters.
It must be some sort of comeback story. Because Sean Strickland, who's one of the top UFC names, he said, Roadhouse 2 is the most accurate story ever. UFC fighter to broke bouncer. 90% of the current roster's future. LOL.
Oh, really? So he's basically saying that once these guys are done in the UFC, like if they didn't take care of their money, this is how they're going to wind up.
Who plays the Kelly Lynch character? She was the smoking hottie.
I don't know.
In the original.
It's a good question.
Let me see.
It'll be fun. I guarantee you, my weak, feeble brain will be entertained today. I'll be entertained by Roadhouse.
And when I'm not, I'll just be gobbling down more popcorn.
I mean, there's no downside
here. I will have guilt, though, when I leave, because I'll get a little bit of a stomach ache from all the butter and everything. Yeah.
Connor really did not look great on that premiere.
I saw an interview of him where somebody's
quite fidgety.
Where somebody's like, he looks very sweaty and like he's on drugs.
Yeah, not making any accusations, but people who have lived that lifestyle, said they can always tell when another person is on that drug,
right?
And they said, of course,
what drug? So,
cocaine. Yeah, like he's coked. He looks coked out of his mind.
Yeah,
yeah.
In public, on a red carpet, right. Just so fidgety, can't wait to interrupt you and to start talking. Yeah,
I saw some. Just because you mentioned drugs, I don't know why it just popped in my brain, but I saw some clip. I don't even know what the case was about. It's irrelevant. But some guy was on the stand. And he was falling asleep, and he told the judge, "Sorry, I'm so high right now, I can't stay awake."
Oh, I missed that one.
Can you imagine? He was a witness for something, maybe like a murder.
And
a
he
couple
actually
years
told
ago.
The judge that.
Yeah, he said, "Sorry, I'm so high right now, I can't."
And
I
he was on the stand.
Yes.
So he was obviously escorted out of the courtroom.
I don't know what happened.
Young Thug, that's whose trial it is.
Oh, is that what
I saw?
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they address him as Young Thug in the courtroom? I'm guessing they don't.
No, I think he was a witness. Where the dog
it was just
was
a regular witness,
yeah.
They said he didn't offer much.
Coming to the stand, Thug, comma, Young.
Anyway, today, noon, join us at the Borough Icon Theater in Tysons. Should be a good time. And it is first come, first serve. So be there by noon.
JP, do
you get there early, you can hit the Circa right there. That's right across the street.
You pregame?
Pregame at the Circa right there.
Grab
across
a Bloody
from
Mary.
The movie theater.
Delicious.
Circa right there in the
bar. Is our guy going to be there? Any of our guys? Any of our managers
always,
that we know?
There's always someone there,
Maybe have a cocktail before.
Yeah, we can work that out.
JP, can
or
you
afterwards.
Can you pull up? I don't think he has it on here, right? Can you pull up John Rahm's menu? I would love to hear you pronounce... Ooh. Some of the courses.
I do like.
I think we're
going
to get into that next segment, but we can get into it now.
Oh, okay. I didn't see it on the outline. Sorry, I'm looking at it and didn't see it.
Yeah,
okay,
we'll
all right.
Get
we
into
can
that.
Do that when we come back. I want to hear you pronounce all of the things because I'm looking at it, and I ribeye kind of get that. But,
so. All right, so we kind of covered the embarrassment for the Cavaliers last night, and not the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Right, the UVA Cavaliers.
To score 42 points in the play-in game, lose to Colorado State. And this was kind of a controversial pick. You know, you heard all the analysts say, well, you know, how can they get in? They did finish third in the ACC, but the ACC was down this year. Their metrics weren't that great. Their net ranking wasn't good, wasn't as good as some of the other teams that got left out, like St. John's and Indiana State and Providence, teams like that. Pitt, who actually beat them head-to-head. But it was an embarrassment last night. They lose 67-42, and they went 14 minutes without scoring 1 point. They didn't even get to the free throw line and score. They went 14 minutes of game time without scoring.
Did
a
they
point.
Miss almost 20 shots in a row?
Yes, I think they went 1 for 21. I think I'd have to go back and look, but I think so. Anyway, so Wally Szczerbiak, who covers the NCAA tournament for CBS, he had some thoughts on UVA.
This performance matters by Virginia. I mean, Mountain West completely blew them off the floor. Mountain West, we've been saying, has been completely underseeded. And the way you perform in this tournament, it puts the committee on notice. They made a mistake putting Virginia into the NCAA tournament. Every bracketologist was saying it. They go out and play like this. It's unwatchable basketball the way they played today on national TV. St. John's is sitting there like, we've won 6 out of 7. We're scoring 90 points a game. Playing great basketball down the stretch in the Big East. Seton Hall beat Marquette and UConn. They're sitting at home or in the NIT. They should be in this NCAA tournament. Pitt should be in this NCAA tournament.
Or Oklahoma.
Also,
Oklahoma,
the committee made a big mistake by putting this team in the NCAA tournament this year. And it's nothing against Tony Bennett. He's a great national championship winning coach. But his team did not belong on this floor with Colorado State.
Team and teams, 4 of the last times that they played in the NCAA tournament, they have lost in the first round of double-digit seeds.
Yep.
So there's a point, there's a question of whether Virginia basketball, the way they play, maybe it's outdated.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe it's outdated.
No question.
You know?
No question.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like they were saying that before they won the national championship. Remember that before
there
they won the national
kind of a
championship
knock on them. Yeah.
For a couple of years,
because
people were going,
remember,
Virginia's going to have to change their ways.
Well, yeah, because remember, they lost to a 16 seed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that was the criticism.
Is the exact same
but
narrative.
It wasn't this bad, though. They didn't score 50 points in a game, JP, in 7 games.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't this bad.
But the only thing I will say is that just because they lost and they were embarrassed, it doesn't necessarily vindicate them not deserving to be in, even though all of the reasons why you say they shouldn't be in are fair. because there have been other teams that probably shouldn't be in to go on runs.
Yeah, I know, but it's just about the resume. It's sure. I mean, teams can get hot.
I mean, that's what happens.
But when you look at the actual resumes, and Virginia got in over teams that had better resumes. That's why they.
I know.
That's
there's always.
That's
that.
Why there's criticism.
I get it.
And that's, then when they come out and score 42 points and lose just, by 25,
yeah,
then,
you're giving them a lot of.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a bad look.
Ammunition.
I mean, the eye test is what it
but
is.
But they could have gone. They could have won a couple games and gone on a little run.
Right, but they didn't.
Yeah,
that's the problem. And of course, great season for our boys at Howard, but they lose to Wagner 71-68. They were just banged up. They were playing walk-ons last night for 4 or 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Backcourt, Jordan Harrison and Marcus Dockery both played 40 minutes. They were just gassed. You could tell, especially the last 3 or 4 minutes, trying to hit threes to tie the game. But good season for Coach Blakeney and Rod Belonis over there at Howard. Pour one out for Chris Simon.
Yeah, terrible news.
Former Capitol, 52 years old, died by suicide.
They initially didn't report that, and then I guess the family acknowledged that's what happened.
Yeah.
I know he had some issues with alcohol, and I feel like he had a lot of concussions. It probably had bad
I'm sure
mix.
He had CTE, yeah. I think he had a lot
just
of concussions.
Just a terrible deal. Only 52. Nice guy. Played a long time, right?
Yeah, he had 7 seasons just here with the Caps, and he played with the Flames. He played with at least 2 or 3 other teams. I'd have to look at his...
Won a Stanley Cup with the Avalanche.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that we interviewed him. He's one of those guys that I do remember interviewing.
Yep. Very nice, very soft-spoken.
Played for the Blackhawks, the Rangers, the Flames, and the Wild, mm-hmm. including 7 years here with the Caps. Speaking of the Caps, big one tonight against Toronto here at home.
We're going to have carbs on at 7.
We're going to have carbs on in 20 minutes or so, and this is a big one. They're coming off 3 consecutive wins out west on the West Coast swing. Now, Philly and Detroit did win last night, so they slipped out of the wild card. But this is a big one, and they're all big. There's only 15 games left, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 4 straight at home for the Caps starting tonight. I believe 5 of 6 at home, and it's a murderer's row of the teams
good
coming
teams.
In.
Toronto, Carolina, Winnipeg, and then who's the fourth team?
I believe Detroit comes in.
Oh, that'll be a
big
one.
Who they're battling with for one of those wild card spots.
Based on that strength of schedule, what is their, even though they're in right now.
No, they're not in right now. They got
passed. Because Philly. Night.
All right, so what is their odds?
I'll go to Money Puck and tell you.
Because wasn't it like 50-some percent?
Yesterday it was 51%.
Right.
So I'll tell you what it is.
I don't know.
This morning.
In the low 40s?
Ooh.
High 30s?
Somehow, they're at 56%.
It's gone up.
Somehow it's gone up. Even though they've fallen 1 point back. It's because they have 2 games in hand, I think, on
the
Red
Flyers.
Wings.
All right.
And maybe the Flyers,
both,
too.
Both. Yep.
All right.
But this is a big one tonight.
Wow, they got passed overnight. That shows you how tenuous that grasp is they have on that spot.
They need to keep the heater going.
If they have 15 games left, would they have to go like minimum 9-6, you think?
Don't know. 9-6 would be good. That'd be a good end.
8-7, would that get it done?
I don't know what the...
8-7 sounds sure a little dicey.
I'm sure there's a point total target.
For
knows
sure.
what that is.
And I know that they were saying...
Low
they were,
90s, maybe?
They were projecting to be like a point or two short, you know, as of a few weeks ago.
That just means they got to steal one that people aren't expecting.
Right.
Yeah. So big one for the Caps tonight against Toronto. Just a couple NFL notes. Mike Williams signs a 1-year deal.
He got a lot of money. Well, potential to make a lot of money. It's up to
15 with the Jets.
Yeah. He'll have to perform, obviously.
How about Chase Young?
We talked about that yesterday.
We
got a lot more than we thought.
But he also,
he's going to miss part of camp
now. I was
going
to say, he's got an injury already.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting neck surgery.
What are they saying the issue is?
Just says a neck procedure.
That's all I saw.
Yeah.
He suffered a neck stinger last season.
Right.
It says actually in last season opener.
Yeah. Remember, he's dealing with it.
Man, he's
by the way,
always
did
got
he just,
something going
did
on.
Did he go in and sign his contract, put pen to paper, and say, oh, by
then
the way, I've got to undergo neck surgery. I'll be out through training camp. Right. Just so you all know.
That's a good question. I mean, I would assume they do physical.
Knew.
I knew the team knew, but
they
do they know to the extent of what the issue he's dealing with was?
I would guess yes. But.
Okay.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But, you know, it's only March 20th.
Right.
Should be fine by camp. And Jerry Jeudy, who was acquired by the Cleveland Browns in a trade with the Broncos for a fifth and a sixth round pick, signed an extension with the Cleveland for 3 years, $58 million, including $41 million guaranteed.
Well, on a lesser note,
that's unbelievable.
It's a lot of money for Jerry
Jeudy. It's important, I think, that the Commanders re-sign Cornelius Lucas. Very valuable backup.
I like that
tackle,
signing.
Tackle, swing kind of guy. Yeah, it was like kind of necessary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Adds
glad
depth
they
to
did
a
that.
Bad offensive line.
And you saw that Casey Tuhill's moving on. He signed with the Bills.
Well, yeah. Good for him.
Yeah, good for Casey.
That's the Junkie Sports Page, sponsored by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great. Coming up next, we will get into Jon Rahm's master dinner menu.
Oh,
do
nice.
We approve? That's next here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.